This is Christian News Focus, a look at the personalities and organizations God is using to accomplish His work in the world.
Does your church coffee have an eternal purpose? That's the question being asked by Hope Coffee, an outreach of CAM International. Hello, I'm Chris Howell. Recently, we talked with CAM's Brian Masters about how drinking coffee can change lives.
CAM International is a mission agency based out of here in Dallas, Texas. And it is focused on reaching and discipling Spanish speakers worldwide. It's been around 120 years, and that history has allowed us to reach into many areas and to focus on sending Latins to reach the rest of the world.
All right. Well, of course, we're talking with you today regarding a specific outreach that you guys have started, and that is entitled Hope Coffee. Now, how did this come to be?
Yes, Hope Coffee actually started in 2009 down in Honduras. One of our missionaries, Mark Fitz, had several work teams that were coming down, and they wanted to take souvenirs back with them, of course, from Honduras back to the States. And so he saw them buying coffee. And as they were buying coffee, he said, you know, we can brew that, or we can roast that down here, and we can send it back to you, back with you there and on your trip. And as they brought it back and they tasted it, they said, man, Mark, that is really good coffee. How do I get more? And so last year we began researching how to start that here in the United States and launched in January of this year, 2011.
All right. Now, exactly how does this particular program work?
This program works by the way that we're buying the coffee through the Honduran farmers. We're able to purchase it for a fair price and be able to help support their families through different partners that we have. One is Growers First, who helps the different growers down there, and they partner with some of the CAM churches and CAM-related coffee farmers down there. But as you purchase that coffee up here in the United States, the proceeds and the net profit of that goes down to do ministry down there in Honduras, and it goes through the churches that are involved. We're able to provide funds for them to reach out into their communities and do servant evangelism projects that they're able to do and reach out into their communities. Some of those projects that they do are to build houses, drill water wells, and those types of things, put roofs on, floors in for some families, needy families in their communities.
Yes. All right. With that being said, how do folks go about purchasing the coffee and helping be a part of changing the lives there in Honduras?
Well, it's very simple. You can go to hopecoffee.org, and you can buy 12-ounce bags, 2-pound bags, or 5-pound bags for your church, your business, or for your personal use. And just through that simple purchase, by drinking coffee, you can change lives.
And Brian, I guess even beyond the coffee purchase, how would you instruct believers to pray for the folks that are in Honduras?
Yes, you can certainly pray for just the ability that they have to reach out in their communities. This is a neat project that we're able to do, and one that gives them just that extra little encouragement to go out and reach out with the gospel message. And as they're able to build these houses and put these roofs on and put these floors in, we're able to see them reach out with the gospel message and share the gospel with different believers or with different people there. And as they're able to share the gospel with these unbelievers, they've seen many come to know Christ as well. And that's a very exciting thing for us to see.
Absolutely. Brian Masters, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, Chris.
To learn more about this outreach, visit hopecoffee.org. Reporting for Christian News Focus, I'm Chris Howell.
Thanks for joining us for Christian News Focus. You can hear this and other Christian interest stories at our website, christiannewsweekly.org.